The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing.
Get it? Do you get it, dancing in the dark? You get it? Blackout? Saturday night? Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. How are you? 606. Hey, you see? They seem a little subtle. Oh, yes, I forgot. But in New York, everything happens. Everything, especially with this news cycle. It's like old news already, you know? But why was there a power failure? Why did New York go dark? That whole big grid, all those blocks went out on a Saturday night in New York. And, you know, just something that doesn't happen. Very curious, very curious. I could be conspiratorial and say, what did they do? Mayor de Blasio out of town. You know, I just got to tell you, as we do this radio show every morning, you know, and we've been doing it now into our sixth year, if you can believe that already, with Frankie and Al and Debbie. Debbie's out today, Susie Cerrone. Brandi Scott's in, actually, this morning. So it's like, you can't make it up. You can't make this up. How was there a power failure in the number one greatest city in the world? Con Ed. We reached out to Con Ed. We said, Con Ed, come on. We already had a press conference. That's the response we got. And that's why there's a blackout this weekend. That's why there'll be another blackout. They don't care. The grid, the electrical grid of the United States of America is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerously inept. And we'll get into it and we'll talk about it. Matter of fact, we have Commissioner Deanne Criswell. She's the commissioner of the New York City Office of Emergency Management. Technically, the new name is New York City Emergency Management. But we appreciate the commissioner joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, we've talked about this before. Remember, I said if the electromagnetic pulse went off. Remember, I told you that. God forbid, what would happen? Well, and the electrical grid of the United States of America is now. Do you remember in Sandy? Remember in Sandy, all those grids were down. And I remember riding around the hinterlands of New Jersey, and all I would see all these trucks from all down south, you know, down Louisiana, West Virginia, all over. And I remember I told you this before. I said to one guy, said West Virginia, and I said, "Hi, welcome to Jersey." He goes, "Thanks, man. This electrical grid's a mess up here, man." And that's the down south they're telling us. And no one, I'm telling you, this is a danger. And this is what we should be talking about. And this is the infrastructure we need to fix. Not all the other shenanigans, not all the other nonsense news that makes the headlines that we will get into momentarily because it gets me fired up as well. But really, you can fix the grid for that to go out. And then the fact that Mayor de Blasio's out of town. Stay with me on this, and you got to give me a call. Let me know what's going on in your mind, if I can. Because if you're the mayor, you run, and you're the mayor, the biggest, greatest city in the world, number one city in the world. I don't know what entices you. That's not enough. Now you're going to run for president while you're still in office. First of all, that should be against the law. If you hold an office, you should not be able to run for president, or you have to resign from that office, whether you're a senator, whatever you're a mayor, whatever you are. It's not fair to you and I. We're paying for everything. We're paying for everything. We're paying salaries, pension, and welfare, and the man isn't in town. And you can't just discount it. And I thought, God, listen, you know, my issues with my longtime acquaintance, Governor Andrew Cuomo, but he was great. He stepped up. He showed up. He was in town. He had command. And do we agree with him politically? No, but he was great in the heat of the battle during the blackout. And it was nice to see, and it was comforting to see, because you get scared a little bit. You go, boy, who's in charge? You know, I'm in charge. Where's Al Haig when you need him, right? So you got to give Governor Cuomo a good job, give me a good credit for doing a good job over the weekend. But we'll get into it, and give us a call where you were, what happened, and why do you think this happened? I mean, it's inexcusable that it would happen in this day and age. So there's so much to get into. I love that you're with us. We got a great show. We have Josh Gottheimer, Congressman Josh Gottheimer, is going to talk about the House passing that 9/11 victims compensation bill, working with Congressman Peter King, the great job John Stewart did. This is huge. We'll talk to Congressman Josh about that. And again, the Commissioner Criswell from the New York City Office of Emergency Management will join us. Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You know, Mike broke it on this show when we were chatting on Friday. It was so funny. Dr. Gorka in the Rose Garden. You know, I like Dr. Gorka. I've met him before. And he's a big guy. And I like when he speaks his mind. I like his whole, everything about Dr. Gorka, I think, is great, especially his accent. I mean, the way he delivers. He's a great performer. He's great on the radio. He's great on AM 970, The Answer, across the country on Salem Media. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Dr. Gorka. And what happened in the Rose Garden? You're a punk. You're a punk. You're not a journalist. Yes. I said, yes. It was, I tell you, forgive me. I loved it. I thought it was great. But on a much more serious note, this goes by the wayside because we get caught up with the gossip of the news. The United States military naming the Special Forces soldier killed in Afghanistan this past weekend. Sergeant Major James Sartor died this weekend in the northern part of the country, but the circumstances around his death were not released. 40 years old, decorated Green Beret, earning over 20 awards and decorations in his nearly two decades of service. Sartor served in Iraq as an Army infantryman and in the early 2000s, and later went twice to Afghanistan. I got to tell you, it's very, very upsetting to see what's going on. And then I have a buddy that's stationed in Somalia, and then I see the problems happening in Somalia. And I tweeted out a lot of this morning, where you don't even hear what's happening. You don't even get the news what's happening in Somalia. And I don't understand why. And we're gonna, I know you know where I'm going on this. But look, two Americans were among 26 killed in a hotel in Somalia. Jihadi fundamentalist group Al-Shabaab, there it is, claimed responsibility for the attack last week. Two Americans. We're going to get into that, all that information. That is a story that's just going away. And the story that's going away is the president saying to Ilhan Omar, by the way, she's from, oh yeah, Somalia. And she has not said a word about it. That's why I retweeted what our buddy Dov Hyken said. How was it that Ilhan Omar has nothing to say on a terror attack in Somalia that killed American citizens, but she has a lot to say about Israel when it doesn't involve Americans? It's right on the money, Dov, right on the money. This is why she doesn't say anything, why the press doesn't say anything about what happened in Somalia, and why, in the name of goodness gracious, doesn't Ilhan Omar go back and help? And I'm telling, but they got all over the president and said that. So excuse me, and I should have asked Frankie to take the audio of that. What did what have I been saying? What have I been saying? And I say it with respect. If you're going to hate this country, you're going to come into this country and you're going to tell us how bad we are, how racist we are, how old we are, how white we are, well, how privileged we are, and you're going to keep that rant on me, then get the hell out of the country. Forgive my vernacular this early in the morning. There goes my blood pressure. I can't stand it. People are coming into the country and they're telling us how we're supposed to live. Then you go, and what do? I'm a solution-based program. Our buddy Kaylee McEnany always said, Joe, I like your show. It's a solution-based show. Thank you, Kaylee. I appreciate that, because that's what we try to do. Let's go back to the original problem. Where are you from then? Oh, you came from Somalia. Oh, you were seeking asylum in Somalia. And we allowed you the privilege of coming to the United States of America? And now you're going to tell us how bad our Jewish friends are, how bad Israel is, and you're going to tell us how bad we are, and how bad, oh, we're putting people in cages. Oh, come on. And that, so I very humbly submit to Congresswoman Omar, get the heck back to Somalia and do some good there. I said that. I've been saying that for weeks, but this show is not the doesn't have the platform of the President of the United States. When Donald Trump says exactly what we said on this show, and now, oh my gosh, how racist that is. No, it's not racist. It's right on the money. And I think most people agree with the president. 877-970-2999. You give me a call and you let me know what you're thinking. Because when the president said that, he did some tweets over the weekend. Ilhan Omar, you know, look at the mess. In so many words, he said, look at the mess where you're coming from, the country you're coming from. Why don't you go help that country? And it's so true. There are some ethnic groups that come into this country. And if I mention them, I'll seem racist or I'll be, you know, it'll be like tribal politics. But there are people that come into this country. And you know what they come in? They come in educated. Whoa. How about that? How many times do you have an Uber driver or a cab driver that's an engineer? Or that, yeah, well, I was in the Middle East and I was an engineer. You know, I was a Christian. I was a Coptic Christian. I came here. They kicked me out because they don't like Christians in the Middle East anymore. And they're driving cabs or they're driving Ubers. You know, I mean, my goodness gracious, you have to appreciate that. You have to appreciate that. So when you come from another country and you come in here and then you rise to the level of Congress, you're a congresswoman, why don't you start an initiative within the Congress to say, I'd like to try to help my people of Somalia. Now, that would be a just thing to do for Congressman Omar. But she doesn't. She attacks us, and I'm sick and tired of it. And the president's right on the money, and he's saying what all of us are feeling. Oh, get me started on that. So we got a lot to get into this morning, and you can give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking on 877-970-2999. I just don't know where was Mayor de Blasio is really exactly what was going on. But where was Mayor de Blasio? There's a lot of things, too. I got this, too, and forgive me. Let me just get it all out, okay? We'll get it all out, and then we'll touch on it through the rest of the day. In Aurora, Colorado, they took down the American flag at an ICE office. I know you saw this. Protesters on ICE government property pulled down the American flag and replaced it with the Mexican flag. You saw that, right? And then they took a flag right next to it that was a Blue Lives Matter flag for those lost in the line of duty in law enforcement. They turned that flag upside down and they spray painted on that flag, abolish ICE. I don't know about you, but to me, this is war. That's exactly what this is. How dare you? How dare you? And where is Nancy Pelosi? Where is Ilhan Omar? Where's the squad now? Why don't they talk about how bad that is? Where's Chuck Schumer? Chuck, hello? Oh, yeah, you're gonna investigate with the blackout. Okay, can't disagree with you there, Senator. But maybe someone could speak on behalf of the United States of America and of its citizens other than the President of the United States. And they get on us for voting for Donald Trump? We had no choice. We had no choice but to vote for Donald Trump. He's the right president at the right time. And there are times, and forgive me, you don't like it, then talk to your representatives. Why aren't they saying anything? They took the American flag down. What are we in a war here? Apparently we are. But if it's not, sometimes I feel the only person sticking up for us, for our patriotism and our belief in America is Donald J. Trump. And I don't, if you think it's pro-Trump, it's not pro-Trump. It's like it's the only person we have. And when people look at us, how could you vote for Donald Trump? And I see the tweets and I see Alyssa Milano, who, you know, I had a chat with her once. What a nice gal she was. My gosh, she was so nice. She's the actress, you know. I guess she did Who's the Boss, I guess. Whatever she did, I don't know. But we had a talk years ago, and she was very, now she likens Vice President Pence's visit to down to one of the detention centers. She did a split screen of Vice President Pence and who? Was Himmler. It was Himmler. You know, one of Hitler's lieutenants. Are you kidding? Himmler? Because Himmler with the concentration camps again. How do these people get away with posting these things and no politician steps up? And it's just you and me going to rail about it every morning. Oh, it's Monday and there is not enough to get into, right? Goodness gracious. It's and by the way, our hearts go out to everybody in Louisiana. Thank God they just dodged a bullet down there with Barry. But we saw our hearts go out. We don't want to forget about that. But there's so much to get into this morning. So much that it just riles us up every morning. And I had a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend too. I said, you know, tried to relax a little bit. That was great. I was working Saturday and I had a great time with my buddy Luigi. Got me over to Luigi goes, could you drop by and could you do there's a big big lawn kind of party in Jersey. Beautiful, beautiful area of Jersey. Beautiful house for the LaFreda family, for a gentleman, Pat LaFreda, very well known in the restaurant industry. And, of course, Italian-Americans, thank you. And I went there. I said, Louis, whatever you need. And I dropped by, and I did a quick set, and we had a ball. Just a great time. Again, great Americans. You don't hear Italian-Americans in the LaFreda family. And happy birthday to Pat. Comes over here. They come over here from Italy. They start this great business. They're great people. They pay their taxes. They take their kids to the best schools. They do everything they're supposed to do as immigrants that came to America. And now they're at the, they're just great patriots for this great country. And you have to appreciate that. So it's always my privilege to go and entertain. I'm working this weekend. I'm working. Oh, July 26th at Great Adventure. If you're down there, I'll be with my buddy, Bill Spadia, and I think I'm going to be down with, I'm bringing Mikey, yes, I'm bringing Olivia, and a lot of the kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. Benefit July 26th at Six Flags down in Jackson, New Jersey. Love to see you there. Hey, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, I'm going to break down with Five Boroughs and with Big Al exactly what's going on, why this is happening, from the blackout to the quote-unquote racist tweets, to the immigration situation. The president isn't taking in or rounding up half of who of what Barack Obama did, yet he gets he's getting vilified for it. And 877-970-2999. You are so welcome to join us on Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Morano and Al Gattulo. Right now, let's jump to Brandy Scott. Debbie's taking a well-deserved day off, and we're going to go to Brandy on the roads for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Some minor delays on the Staten Island Expressway heading eastbound. Looks like we've got some road work out there by Highland Boulevard, but you are doing fine inbound at the Verrazano on both decks. Inbound Gowanus, that'll cost you some extra time from the Belt Merge up to the BQE. We've got some delays on the BQE westbound approaching the Kosciusko Bridge. LIE just a little bit heavy on the westbound side between the Cross Island and the Van Wyck, and we're picking up some delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound heading to the Triborough Bridge. At your Hudson River crossings heading inbound at the George, maybe 5 minutes upstairs, lower level still looking good. Inbound Lincoln, that's a great ride. Inbound Holland will cost you about 5 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. Alternate side in effect today. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon up to about 88 degrees. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight. Temperatures will dip into the low 70s. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 624. Happy Monday. It is a happy Monday. We ain't going down. July 15th. Look at this. Look at you going through the summer like this. It's nice and kind of cool now, but you have a beautiful week. It's going to be hot, but a beautiful week. So I want you to have that energy and enjoy the summer like you did. Because you know what I did? See what I did? Remember I told you I worked Saturday night? I did. I went out, had a beautiful time with my friends, and I did just a great time with my buddy Luigi, with some great friends in Jersey. And I'm in my suit, I swear to goodness. Now I'm driving home, and it was only about 45 minutes away. So I'm driving, I'm going, you know, I feel pretty good. Kids are taken care of. I'm going to go back to an empty house, right? Otis, you know what I did? I went to the gym. Listen to me. I went to the gym. I had the energy, and I like to give at least some of the credit to balance of nature. No? Yeah, right? You got to try it, because I think that's what it is. You know, I see you got to get your sleep. I'm telling you got to get your sleep. And I got some sleep on Saturday and I felt good. You know, and I took the balance of nature, up my dosage on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, who says balance of nature is changing the world one life at a time. And now when you call the 800 number 246-8751, you will get a health coach. You will get someone there to tell you and give you the advice. And I'm telling you, I got to the gym. I felt good. I said, look at my age. At my age, I'm doing a whole show. I'm going out. Now I'm going to go to the gym. And I felt great. And I have to credit balance of nature for that. Now, I want you to feel that energy. I want you to at least try it. At least try it, because for a limited time, you can receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This is a great deal for you. 800-246-8751, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take.
There is a theme today. Nice to have you with us on Piscopo in the Morning. Al's going to pick everything that has something to do with the blackout. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. How the boys doing?
Good morning, Joe. We're doing great. Happy Monday. Glad you had such a good weekend.
Yeah, you know what? It was great, and I actually slept on Saturday. Guys, have you ever slept? Remember sleep you get like that?
Oh, yeah.
And when you do the morning radio or you're working the night shift, there's a lot of folks that are listening now that are just coming home, by the way, have been driving all night, for example. You don't get to sleep. You just don't. You try, you go. Thank God for the MyPillow. You can sleep with the MyPillow. But now on Friday night, I went to bed late. I got up. I slept like over 8 hours. I slept like 9 hours, and I had energy. I have to credit Balance of Nature, Frankie Five Bros. You know I got to do that. But it was great to get some sleep. Frankie, you had a busy weekend, huh? As always.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got the call from our general manager around 9:30 Saturday night, because there was no one live on the air. He wanted me to go live on both this station and on our sister station to give updates on the power outage. So I did that until power began.
Now wait a minute. See, I should have known that. I'm sorry I didn't. That's awesome. That is awesome. Did you come in?
No, I just called in, by telephone, which presented a whole series of logistical problems for, you know, the folks that were here at that time. But
I stayed
on until power was mostly restored.
Wow.
And then was here again, Sunday morning.
You got right up. Oh my! You were on and off for like 5 hours or so.
Yeah. Exactly, right.
God bless you, man. That is great. Because I didn't get a chance to. I should have tuned in. I would have known.
No, that's okay.
Who was running the board? Who was running the board for you?
I mean,
for when you were calling in for the blackout.
Ermin Santos.
Ah, do I know Ermin Santos?
I think you've probably seen him around.
Okay, well, that's good. But at least you had somebody here.
Yeah, but you know, he really, you know, first of all, he doesn't speak English the best, so communication is a little bit difficult. And so people were calling in and he wasn't able to put them on the air. He's also not used to running a live show, so it presented a whole series of logistical hurdles. But then, but I was on for a while, and then I think Kevin McCullough came on live for an hour or so, and he spoke with Bernie Kerik and some others, and they described the aftermath of how things.
Listen, that's great. AM 970. I apologize. I should have been listening. That was great. It's funny. You got to work right. Well, you got to do when you're in America. You got to learn every other language except English.
That's right. That's right.
I wish you would have texted me because I would have tuned in. I was sitting in the backyard drinking. I would have loved it.
Hi, you went to call. No, see now you're gonna say, oh, he's racist. Just stop. Everybody's gonna just relax a little bit.
Well, here's the worst part of, or one of the worst things of the blackout. So power has been restored, right? But apparently the Port Authority put out an announcement today. They said our air conditioning isn't exactly working up to par, so it might be a little warm in the Port Authority terminal. Could you imagine? First of all, when it's working on a good day, it's not that comfortable in Port Authority.
It's a mess. Thank you for bringing that up, Albert. It's an absolute mess. The MTA, Port Authority, and then they're raising tolls on Port Authority. It's a mess. No one's addressing it. And I'm telling you, if we should get into the infrastructure and this Frankie Five Boroughs, you know, is it best if I text you, Frankie, as opposed to emailing you?
Well, if you need an immediate response, text is always good. But if it's something that doesn't require an immediate response, then email is great.
Because I wanted to get a guest on who we've had on before, who I know, and then he went to John Catsimatidis' great show, the Dr. Fry. Is that his last name? Fry? Peter Fry? Is that his name?
I believe it's Peter Pry.
Anyway, I have Peter Fry
Vincent
here.
Pry, yeah.
I'll tell you, this is the guy that talked about the electromagnetic pulse and had a great conversation with Dr. Peter. And then I said to Frankie Fibers, get him on this morning because the electrical grid in the United States of America is shot. It's shot. We are the best country in the world. And all we keep talking about is, oh, they're going to take this. They're rounding up immigrants. It was a racist tweet. Could we get together and help us out? This is I say things. There isn't. What do you call it, Frank? The echo thing. The echo thing that's on this show. When we say something,
Episcopo echo syndrome.
Well, thank you. Very kind. But the Episcopo echo syndrome. I'll say something, and boom, somebody will say. I'm telling you, God, and God forgive me. And I don't mean to be a hex on it. But something is going to happen with this electrical grid, like Saturday night in New York, and it's dangerous. And there's going to be an EMP, and we're not prepared for it because of the infighting in Washington D.C. And someone's got to step up on the Democratic side, and someone's got to just say, stop it. And all the upset in the Democratic side, in fact, goes back and forth, and we love that there's an upset on the Democratic side. Someone's got to step up for the people, and we got to say, let's join together. And there's no, you know, we'll talk to Josh Gottheimer. Josh, kind enough to join us this morning on it. And I'm telling you, it's another thing. This is another thing. What's happening in Washington, when you see, quote unquote, the squad, you know, you see Congresswoman Presley and Rashida Tlaib, you know, and AOC, you know, and Ilhan Omar, and they're saying everything bad about America. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, getting upset with them, and rightly so. And Nancy Pelosi is looking normal now when she goes after. There's a great crop of Democrats within the House of Representatives right now, and we put them on the show. And that would pose the greatest threat to a Donald Trump 2020 presidency. But the Democrats don't see it. They want to go way to the left. And you know, between you and I, it's good what they're doing, because right now the president runs, it's a landslide. He wins in a landslide. But I'm telling you, I know the feel of politics right now. They've got some good folks in the Democratic Party. They're just concentrating on these bad people. And you know what? You and I say, go ahead. You know, sure, be my guest. Go ahead. Because it just guarantees a win for Donald Trump. But man, oh man, I wish they would start stepping up. Like Josh Gottheimer, here's a Democrat, says we got to do the Gateway Project. Nothing. No, we don't hear it. There's crickets. Congressman King steps up. You have a Republican and a Democrat working together. What happens, Frankie Five Boroughs, right? What happens? 6:33 on the radio with Joe. And Al's taking off. You're here with us tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and then I'm off the rest of the week. You know, you bring up that point about the Gateway Project, right? I think the president wants to do something with infrastructure, and if he really wants to secure his victory in the next election, that's the next thing he needs to come out with. In the fall, I think he should make a big push for infrastructure, because if you continue to get jobs back, right, you're creating more jobs, you're getting more people working on the roads and on infrastructure, he's a landslide to be elected again if he does that. I don't understand why he doesn't. And by the way, the other thing, you made the point about the utilities and how it's a horror show here in the city and this and that. What I want to know is, where is the money going? Con Ed is asking for more money from their customers. The MTA is asking for more money from their customers. Yep. Where is the existing
bureaucracy
money that you have now,
bureaucracy,
and where are you spending it on? Can't tell me that you're spending, Con Ed is spending it on upgrading or maintaining their facilities. Your facilities went down, and you don't have a reason as to why. And the other point I want to make is Mayor Ding Dong, or Mayor McClownage, as I like to call him, de Blasio, he needs to resign. You want to run for president, you should step away from the office of the mayor of the city of New York and let somebody else run the job.
Yeah.
Being in Iowa and not making the decision to immediately come back and then having to take a three-hour car ride to Chicago and talk to CNN from Chicago because you couldn't get back to the city, I don't care if the blackout lasted for 10 minutes or 5 hours, his rear end should have been in the city.
Amen. And you know what we got to do, Frankie? Remember you booked Danielle DiMartino Booth with us, who was great. She has this book called Fed Up. Mm. And she says there's going to be a recession. There's going to be a recession. People, I always feel people are hoping for a recession. I don't think Danielle is. But Danielle said, I said, remember she was on the air last week. I said, how do you stop, Danielle, a recession from coming in? Because this is the girl that foresaw the recession of 2008. And to what we were just talking about, she said, you should do an infrastructure plan. And that could offset any recession. And Al, you're absolutely right. This is what all the politicians should be jumping on right now. They should be jumping on it. This morning, they should be jumping on it. Not the president's quote-unquote racist tweets. My goodness gracious, I'm looking at all that's happening and everything I broke down for you. I'm going to stay on everything this morning. But you know what? It's summertime. 6:35. You got a really nice week going on. I don't think the rain hits till about Thursday. So we want to stay positive. But we cannot help but get into the issues at hand. And you're welcome to join us. I see your calls. When we come back, let me take a look. Yep, we have Robert Bluey coming up. He's a conservative blogger and journalist, serves as executive editor for the Daily Signal. We'll be talking about the White House social media summit, and then where Dr. Gorka was great. He went after a reporter, which I just love. Dr. Gorka's on the 9 o'clock hour, and then we got Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Commissioner Criswell of the New York City. The new name is New York City Emergency Management. She will join us live on the air. But you are welcome, and I will go to the calls when we come back. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Right now, we're going to go to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news live and local on AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo, angry over this weekend's blackout, is warning Con Ed that they could be replaced by another utility company if they continue to fail the city. In a series of TV and radio interviews, Cuomo angrily blasted the utility for the Saturday outage that threw much of the west side of Manhattan into darkness for hours. Con Ed, which recently asked for a rate increase, still is not sure what caused the blackout that affected thousands of people in apartment buildings, restaurants, Broadway theaters, and subways. City Councilman Justin Brennan says he's embarrassed and angry that one of his senior staffers was caught using a parking placard that was not his own as he parked his car in Lower Manhattan. The Brooklyn councilman has been leading the charge to crack down on those who abuse the city parking privilege. Staffer Jonathan Yedin was caught by the New York Post putting the parking placard in his car. He admitted to the paper that he borrowed the pass from someone. The permits are doled out to certain government workers who were only supposed to display them while on duty. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-2, now lead the Rays by 6 games atop the AL East. They will host Tampa tonight at the stadium. Robinson Cano connected for a home run for the second straight game as the Mets beat the Marlins by the final of 6-2. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. We had an accident on the Whitestone Bridge heading into Queens. It was quickly cleared out of the way. All delays have eased out. We've got some slowdowns, though, on the New England Thruway heading southbound. Accident on the ramp at Mamaroneck Ave. You're a little bit heavy as you exit there. Stall on the Sheridan. That's got you hitting the brakes. He's over on the southbound side, blocking a lane right by Westchester Ave. You are stop and go from the Cross Bronx over in New Jersey, 287 southbound. Stall tractor trailer in the right lane. He's got you heavy there. Turnpike on the southbound side. Another one just picked up not too long ago over by 13A. And at your Hudson River crossings, looks like it's about a 5-minute wait on both decks inbound at the George. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you 10 minutes each. Alternate side in effect today. And Mass Transit L trains are back on time. Switch problems have been resolved at 8th Avenue. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, close to 88 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures dip into the low 70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Tradeway is giving you a chance to break into the stock market and learn from industry professionals. Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd, and for only $99.95, you can take advantage of all their experience and expertise. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com to register. See you there.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 641. When it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance has been in Manhattan for over 100 years, and it's family-owned, providing coverage for four generations. You know I love family-owned and operated, right? That's what you get with Honig Conte Parrino. They work with each client individually and personally. These guys handle each client as if they were family of their own. They provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. Whether it's providing homeowners insurance, right? Business insurance or renters insurance. I sat down, when folks are kind enough to come on the air and say, Joe, we'd like to advertise with you. You know, we just don't like put them on the air, but by the grace of God, everything's great and we don't really need to put everybody on the air because we're doing well. Thanks to you, by the way. Thanks to you. We appreciate that so much. But when I sit and I meet people like Michael Honig and Michael Conte and our superstar sales girl, Mary, says, you got to meet these guys the way she told me to meet Fred and Johnny and everybody at Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm telling you, these are good guys. And I love that Michael Honig tells me personally, I get up 3 o'clock in the morning. This kid gets up 3 o'clock in the morning. He's a young guy, Michael Honig. He can't wait to get to work. That's the kind of insurance agent that you want, like Michael Honig, Michael Conte. By the way, call them Michaels, okay? Just give them a call and say, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? 212-777-7113, 212-777-7113, or visit them at honigconte.com. It's honigconte.com. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Yellow. What year is this from now? My goodness gracious.
This is 70s. I'm going to see them tomorrow night.
You're going to see ELO tomorrow
they
night?
They are playing the Prudential Center tomorrow night. Yeah, going to see them.
See, you know what, Frank? Al's like, he's like a dream to everybody booking concerts all around the metropolitan area. You know, you go to every concert that's out there.
Not every. You know? Well, I went to a show Friday night. I never made it into the show. So I was down in Asbury Park, and my buddy and I never made it in.
But the intention was there.
Well, it was there, but, you know.
Yeah. Did you have tickets?
My buddy bought tickets. We went early. We get there. We visited my cousin for a little bit in Ocean Grove. We parked over by Asbury. Got a great spot by the boardwalk. Walked over and sat at the Watermark Bar, where they have a, it's a rooftop bar that actually looks into the Stone Pony Summer Stage.
It's great.
And my friend wanted to talk to a lady, and I had to be the wingman, and so you know that was it. So
you are a good wingman.
I was. I used the lamest line in the world, but it worked. And I said, "Excuse me, can I just take a picture of the beach right in this spot here because it looks really great." And it looked really great on my cell phone.
That's great.
Yeah. And then I took the picture, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, and then my friend came over and started talking to them.
So you missed the concert, but did your friend...
he got digits. I would have punched him if he didn't, because we were there all night. I'm like, come on, what are you, like, let's go here.
Well, you're a good friend.
Turns out they were both from Staten Island, so go figure.
What are friends for? I'm going to the phone calls, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. Frankie Five Boroughs, I saw you and Joe Borelli at a Vital event. When was that?
Well,
that
yesterday. I didn't do much. I basically took photos and clapped when he and Elias Husamuddin spoke. But yeah, they had a Elias Husamuddin did a big press conference at City Hall yesterday at noon.
For the corrections officers. Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. This has to do with an issue he brought to our attention of another, correction officer being hospitalized after being attacked by someone that's 20 years old. And because they're a minor, they're no longer subject to punitive segregation. So Elias was out there with Councilman Bob Holden and Councilman Joe Borelli calling for a return to punitive segregation for minors. And calling for the preservation of punitive segregation for adults, because Speaker Cory Johnson, who did a great job with the blackout, by the way, he and others have called for eliminating punitive segregation for everybody, irrespective of their age or what they've done wrong. So it was quite warm to be out there in the middle of the day at City Hall, but it was a great event. And Joe posted the video of his remarks on his Twitter. Yeah. People can watch it if they want.
Well done. Well done, Frankie. You know, Cory Johnson did do. What's his title?
Speaker of the City Council.
He was great. He came down and he took over and did exactly what Mayor de Blasio was supposed to do. So you got to give Cory
Johnson. Absolutely. Yeah, he does a great job as Speaker. But you know what? Look, he's running for mayor. So obviously he feels the need, I'm sure. Well, look, I'm sure he's naturally quite liberal, but he feels the need to sort of play to the left-wing criminal justice elements within the Democratic Party. And he thinks that's going to propel him to victory in the Democratic primary in 2021. But he's wrong on this. He's usually a pretty sensible guy, and I think he'll understand that correction officers are New Yorkers too. Most of them are minorities. Many of them are women, and there's no reason they should be attacked, because you don't want to put someone in punitive segregation when they do something wrong.
Right on the money, Frankie Feiberg. How's the kid doing? How's the officer doing, by the way? That was
I believe
recently.
He's out of the hospital.
All right. I will say a prayer indeed. 647, let me go to Tom in Breezy Point. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Joe, quick, three topics. You know, you got the bum squad. I don't want to call them anything else, but they're a bum squad. And the unfortunate part here is you got people who just hate Israel. You got people who don't understand that it's our duty as a Judeo-Christian country to back our solidary country that we defend at all times. And, they're just a bum squad. You got AOC, who truly doesn't know anything, and she's just an antagonizer. And they're the 5% that I always talk about, Joe. The 5% of destructive, but they don't get any recognition. And Pelosi put her in place, by the way, and she said, you know what, you're just a little four. You got four votes. But they're the 5% and a couple other people. But, Joe, the big thing here is the American flag being taken down. What a shame. What a shame. It is a war. It is something that I don't know why the police aren't attacking these Antifa people. It's a big problem. Why aren't we going out there and defending our people and defending our flag and having these people arrested? This is a real serious issue. Why are these people going into towns and going into places and not getting arrested? I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Frankie, we need a guy like you. You got to run for mayor, Frankie, and you need to get Al. You need to not cancel the show out. Work on the side in the morning. Al, you need to get out there and be Frankie's guy, assistant mayor. And Joe, you definitely got to get into politics. I'm telling you, we love you. Your show is great. And we need to straighten out this country. It's a shame. I'm working, And you know what? Go take a look at 95. As you're going past 95, because I'm going towards Ardsley to clean two buildings. 52-year-old guy going to clean buildings. Go look at your electrical grid. All the cables, all these things, so easily accessible.
Thank you.
Nobody looking at it.
Thank
take a ride up 95, guys.
Tom, thanks. God bless you, man. God bless you. You make all good points, and I appreciate it very much. Be fired up. You know, to Tom's point, by the way, if you look at where was it? Down in, this was on the west side, what happened, right, Frank? On the west side over there, where they had this power failure. It was on the upper west side, I believe, for Saturday night's failure.
Yeah, it was from
64th. I mean the transformer that went down.
Right.
It was like a 64th and 12th, 11th and 12th or something like that, or the West Side Highway, right? So let me tell you, I went this the other day, and I think I mentioned this to you. I took Allie home, right? And we took the FDR up, and then there's a big power grid, and you know what I'm talking about. It's on the FDR Drive, maybe, you know, like 50th Street-ish around there. No one's watching it. It is wide open. It is dangerous to leave it like that. And how many times do you hear me tell you on this radio show, to Tom's point, when I drive around Jersey, and I always tell the kids, I look at those little, it looks like a science fiction kind of set, you know, with all these curly things happening and things like that. You know what I'm talking about. And you take a look at these places and you go, at these areas, there's not a police officer around. They have like a little barbed wire. We are so vulnerable. Our electric grid is so vulnerable. It's inexcusable. What do we got? Is John on? Can we get John Bramnick on the show? John, we got a break. It's 10 minutes before 7. But the minority leader in the Assembly of the great state of New Jersey and a very funny guy and a good friend of the show is on the phone. Let's jump on with John Bramnick right now. Mr. Leader, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, John. How are you this morning?
Great to hear your voice. You know, I'm listening this morning thinking that all you see now is people fighting at each other, talking at each other. You know, I have a bill in New Jersey that these leaders must meet at least once a quarter, like a corporate board. You throw them in a room. This is like third grade when there's a fight. You bring both the kids in, and now all we have is people fighting with each other. And as you said, nothing gets done.
Yeah. So you want to bring everybody, you're talking about down in Trenton, John, you'll bring everybody in a room together.
I would do it all over the country, but think of this, right? A corporate board must meet on a regular basis, right? Yeah, that's the leadership of a company.
Yeah,
we don't
have
anything like that in New Jersey or in the United States. So they do tweets at each other. They have press conferences where they scold each other, but they never get in the room and talk. You know how it is when you're in a fight with somebody, if you're actually in the same room and you talk, sometimes you can work something out.
Great point. You know what, Mr. Leader, you always make a lot of sense. By the way, John, I will be at your big event at Echo Lake that's in Westfield, New Jersey. Al, you are invited. John, do I have permission to bring? Can we invite Al, Mr. Leader? Can we do that?
I love your entire group. Bring everybody from 9:70 a.m. and then you'll be able to give us the answer to every question.
There it is.
9:70 a.m. the answer.
John Bramnick makes a lot of sense. We appreciate that, sir. Thanks for jumping in with us, Mr. Leader. Appreciate that very much. I'll see you tonight. And Al, 652.
Thank you,
Joe. Yes, sir, indeed. Thank you, John. Brandy Scott's going to join us. But when we come back, I'm going to go to Al because you're going to hear on the air me invite Al to an event because he always tells me when I'm 10 minutes from his house, I don't invite him. I am making it for the record right now, inviting Al to the event right down the road from his house.
Thank you.
Let's jump to Brandy Scott on the roads for you right now in place for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. It's a much better ride on the West Shore heading northbound. Looks like that road work over by Arthur Kill Road has been cleared out of the way. We've got some pockets of slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound approaching the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano just a little bit busy on the upper level span. Delays on the inbound Gowanus start from the Belt Merge, continue onto the BQE through to the Brooklyn Bridge. We've got a crash on the Van Wyck. This is over on the northbound side by Atlantic Ave. The left lane is down there. Doing a lot better on the Sheridan. That stall southbound by Westchester Ave has been cleared out of the way. We've got some extra volume on the Cross Bronx. Over on the westbound side, very heavy between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Then you're doing fine getting to the outbound George. Over in New Jersey, stall truck has been picked up. This is on southbound 287. You've got a much better ride as you approach exit 10. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 15 minutes upstairs. Lower level will cost you 15 to 20. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, close to 25 minutes each. Alternate side in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you getting notices from the IRS that you've been ignoring?
The IRS will get your attention fast when they garnish your paycheck or freeze your bank account. Do not try and deal with the IRS on your own. You're already up a creek without a paddle. Last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, make your problem worse. Let my friends at Rush Tax Resolution do the talking for you. They can help you if you call them at 855-IRS-CALL. I know Rush Tax. They've got lawyers on staff who specialize in tax resolution with a phenomenal success record. A-plus rated with the BBB, zero complaints. Rush Tax Resolution can stop levies and wage garnishments fast and settle debt with the IRS for the lowest amount possible if you qualify. The consultation is free, and they'll only take your case if they know they can help. This is a no-brainer. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today and pleasantly warm this afternoon with low humidity, high 86. Patchy clouds tonight, low 71 in Midtown, but 61 to 66 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds, quite warm and more humid in the afternoon, high 89. For Wednesday, times of sun and clouds, hot but humid with a thunderstorm in the afternoon, the high 91. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, did you get Durasan yet? You got to get your Durasan. It's a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects your skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that we keep at the radio station that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. They have a long line of safe-to-use products. That USDA organic mosquito spray is spectacular. Again, last night, it was a nice night. I said, let me just get on the hammock for 2 seconds, and then I'll just rest for a second. But the mosquitoes start to come out a little bit. I use the Durasan mosquito spray. It is all natural, and it protects you from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect with summertime right upon us here. Now, you get 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show when you go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN. This is the best product, one of the best products ever invented. Joe Giovanello, Daniela, and all the great folks at Durasan, they have come up with the ultimate. I went to Joe. I said, you got to help me out. I want my gym spotless. Joe came out. He sanitized my complete retro fitness gym. If you have a company, Joe can do all of these things for you, not to mention get all those hand sanitizers, the antimicrobial soap, and everything that you need in a public workspace. 20% off, by the way, when you call 844-387-4726. Go to 844-DURASAN or try this, please, Durasan.com. What is this now? Here we go. Very nice. Hey,
you know what it is.
Can you hold it? Yep. It's Bruce once again.
Darkness on the edge of town.
Got it. Not quite on the edge of town.
Yeah, but
darkness
in
Midtown. Could you hold the calls? I am so sorry. We get going one thing after another. I see the calls. I promise you, top of the hour, we're going to your calls because you are the voice of this radio show. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason people want to come on and tell us about their great products that I tell you about that make your life better. 877-970-2999. It is a Balance of Nature phone line. If you hold, I promise you, we'll go to Al. We'll go to Network News. When we come back, we'll go to Brandy on the Road in for Debbie, and then we'll go to your phone calls, 877-970-2999. Al, formal invite live on the air. Going to Westfield, Echo Lake today. Come on over for a quick drink or something like that. We're close by. I'm making the invite. You hear me, Al Gattulo? You got it, right, buddy? All right. That's for the record. Piscopo in the morning. We are coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.